AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. With news of the death of two Western hostages in a CIA drone strike in Pakistan, President Obama has a brutal reminder that every American commander-in-chief may have to face the loss of civilians as collateral damage in wartime. The president said the operation was aimed at an Al-Qaeda compound, where intelligence did not indicate hostages like American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto were being held.
We do believe that the operation did take out dangerous members of Al-Qaeda. What we did not know, tragically, is that Al-Qaeda was hiding the presence of Warren and Giovanni in this same compound.
In a statement, Elaine Weinstein said her family had long hoped the U.S. and Pakistan would do more to secure her husband Warren's release, adding, "There are no words to do justice to the disappointment and heartache we are going through." Well, hundreds of protesters converged on Baltimore City Hall again Thursday, wanting answers as to how Freddie Gray suffered a deadly spinal injury while in police custody. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts watched as the protests disrupted rush hour traffic.
There's pain. There's hurt in our community right now, and we're allowing them to do that. And I apologize to those who may be a little delayed in traffic. But I think the most important part now is to let that outpouring of our community happen and to hear the pain.
It has been revealed that Gray was not only handcuffed and put in leg irons when placed in a police van, but left without a seatbelt during his trip to the station. More than a dozen are hurt as a stage full of students collapsed during a concert at a high school in Westfield, Indiana.
Everyone just kind of went towards the stage and kind of just got really chaotic.
The floor of the stage collapsed into the orchestra pit below. Two earthquakes, a magnitude 4.1 and a 4.2, jolted North Idaho Thursday night. Residents from northeastern Washington to northwestern Montana say they felt the tremors. This is AP Radio News. Former CIA chief David Petraeus has been sentenced for giving classified material to his former lover.
A judge in North Carolina has sentenced the retired four-star general to 2 years probation and fined him $100,000. Petraeus had agreed to plead guilty to a misdemeanor count of taking and keeping classified material from his time as the top coalition commander in Afghanistan. He gave the material to his biographer, with whom he had an affair.
Today marks the end of a 2.5-year ordeal that resulted from mistakes that I made.
Petraeus could have been given up to a year in prison. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
World leaders are attending ceremonies commemorating the massacre 100 years ago of 1.5 million Armenians by Ottoman Turks.
The Schicksal der Armenier.
Germany's president has described the mass killings as genocide, marking a shift in his country's stance after officials previously avoided that term. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.